This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
I've done it. I've done it, JPC. Aaron, come close. I've done it. Oh. I've built him.
How did you get in? Okay, what did you build?
I've built Valentine's Monster. It's me, Adel Valentine, and I've built Valentine's Monster. I just need it instead of electricity, it needs to be powered by
love.
Sorry,
I'm just coming down the stairs with my mojito. What did I miss?
Aaron, I've built it. I've built Valentine's Monster. It's powered by love, so I need you and JPC to kiss.
I don't mean to quibble, but I think that you're Valentine's Monster, and that
what?
Is Valentine. People always get this wrong, but the monster uh-huh. is just Valentine's.
Oh. Then why am I talking like this? If I went through all the trouble to talk like this, which is normal than how I usually talk, why am I the monster?
I don't know. Maybe it's your personality.
Is it because I pick all the caramel corn out of the caramel cheddar plain popcorn mix?
What?
Sorry. It's gonna be way easier if we just ask Barry Shelley what's right and what's wrong. Okay. Let's get Barry on.
Yeah,
the phone.
She is actually here. She made me a mojito.
Barry's upstairs.
Yeah.
Barry with an I.
Yeah, Barry with an I.
Oh, here she comes. Here she comes downstairs right now. Hey, Barry.
Yeah. Hey, Barry.
What's up? Y'all want a mojito?
I'm Adel Rafai.
I'm JPC.
And stop telling me in my Instagram messages that I should kiss Adel or JPC. I'm never going to kiss either of them. Stop shipping us. Stop. Although, if you're going to ship anyone, ship Adel and Casey, because ooh. That's the classiest ship you can ship on the show.
I'd mm-hmm. do it. We were just talking moments ago, literally 3 minutes ago. We found a house in Syracuse that's $2,500. Aaron found a house listed for $2,500. Mm-hmm. We have decided to buy this house in Syracuse, New York. We are going to make it the Riddle House. Now, what that means
yes.
is that if you enter this house, you are part of the Riddle Club. You are a Riddle membership member. And 2 weeks out of the year, the three of us are going to go live in this house. We're going to crank out some riddles. We're going to write up a bunch of jokes and riddles. And record the whole year's episodes, and that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, it'll be like a secret adventurer society, mm-hmm. Like in the series of unfortunate events, that volunteer fire department group, and they were all very cool and adventure-y. But we're going to do that, and this is definitely not one of Adel's empty promises. He's for sure going to buy me a rundown house for $2,500, and it's going to be great. So if you live in Syracuse, I'm about to be your neighbor.
I just Googled where Syracuse is, and I am out.
No, why? Too cold?
No, thank you.
Too cold?
No, it's not a temperature thing.
You didn't know where Syracuse was?
Where in relation to New York it is, because New York is so big, and yeah. I didn't know if it was like, for some reason I thought it was like closer to Buffalo, which I guess it kind of is, but it's not really.
Have you ever heard the old timey song Syracuse Gal? Syracuse Gal, aren't you chilly tonight?
I will tell you, that's nothing.
Aaron, why do you say that? We have to edit every episode you've heard of Hey Riddle Riddle. We've had to edit Aaron saying that after everything I do and say.
But this one will leave it.
I want to say this, though. I want to say this. Now, if we are looking to move to the Syracuse area, which I'm not opposed to, because again, okay. it's not about the weather. I'm going to give you...
That's what a French detective would say is, Syracuse.
That is something.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some other options of it. Maybe these are maybe towns near that area that we could live. Okay, and you guys have to pick the one that you would like.
Okay.
Option number one.
Yes.
Baldwinsville. I assume that's
what
like
did you say?
Baldwinsville.
Baldwinsville. That's where
Does
Alec
have good
and
schools?
All those folks live.
Google
yeah,
it,
I mean,
how
they turned
the
out the Baldwin,
like.
So it can't have that good of schools. Option number two.
Yes.
Weedsport.
Ooh, yes.
Okay. Google the schools.
Don't need to. Oh, I'm sure they have a high school.
Are you going back to school, Aaron?
Something. No, for our kids, our collective children.
What if we, okay, here's what we do.
Group
listener,
baby.
Listeners, and JPZ, I'm going to let you finish. Listeners.
I have my fingers up so I know which count I'm on.
In our Twitter DMs or email hrrpodcast@gmail.com or Instagram DMs, send us a house in whatever area of the U.S. you think we should buy a riddle house.
It has to be less than $5,000.
This yes. is going to happen. We are going to buy a riddle house. And you get like an ownership membership or something because you helped us find it. A finder's fee. But wait, hold on. We charge you because you found it.
Yes.
We need to find out where in the world we're going to live. And then, Aaron, you have to pose as a teenager at the local high school for one year.
Okay. Am I allowed to fall in love?
As long as it's like a coach or a teacher.
Okay. I don't want to do that.
Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready for your next options? You have more options.
Okay.
You've got Baldwinsville, Weedsport. You also have Mexico.
Okay.
Cleveland.
Okay.
And this one's my favorite. Cincinnati.
These are all cities in New York?
C-I-N-C-I-N-N-A-T-U-S. Cincinnati. It's
New
not
York.
Cincinnati, and it
you
will never be confused
make...
with.
Up. I love their five-way chili. They have such skyline chili.
Oh, I like that. That's something. Okay, well, JPC, like, you have the Google. Like, what are, like... What town has the best reputation? Does one of the towns have a cute little park we can walk around?
Which town has the best dogs?
I will say, it looks like the answer to all of those questions is Mexico, New York. So we are moving to Mexico, New York. We're going to go to Mexico High School, Mexico Liquor, Stefano's Mexico. I don't know what that would be.
Stefano's Liquors has some of the best liquor in the world. It's got everything.
I get it.
Aaron, they have Mexico Elementary School, Mexico High School, so we got schools covered. There's the Harder Funeral Home there.
I assume most towns have schools. How are the schools?
Welcome to Harder Funeral Home.
They seem great.
The harder they fall, the quicker they're dead.
All right, well, we're kind of up a creek without a paddle right now because the least expensive home I can find in Mexico, New York is $59,000, and
we don't have that.
So we could buy land.
When you say up a creek without a paddle, do you mean Black Creek, which is going right by the Lighthouse Mexico Church?
Exactly.
Okay,
So send us an email, send us a DM, or tweet at us, and we'll say, what do we want to call the hashtag? Hashtag Riddle House?
Hashtag Riddle House, yes.
Hashtag Riddle House. Send us Zillow listings, send us whatever listing or house.
But it can't be land. It has to be a real
house
for under $5,000.
We will consider ranches or cabins.
Yes. And I think what Aaron was trying to say is it can't be on land. So we're talking about houses on the back of trucks. We're talking about sky castles. We're talking about Atlantis-type things under lakes. Uh-huh.
Atlantis-type things.
Uh-huh.
Adam, do you think we have the bandwidth, the personalities, or the work ethic to be able to maintain a ranch?
That's fair.
Houses for less.
We could raise dead horses.
Adel told me once that he wanted to be a ranch hand, and I asked him what he thought that meant,
and
he thought it meant...
I dipped my hand in a bowl of ranch.
Dorito dust all over his hand.
Delicious.
Ooh, if you dipped Cool Ranch Doritos in ranch, I bet that's fucking spectacular.
Sure. Why wouldn't it be? Those are both great things.
Try it out. This little pro tip from your chef friend, Adel.
And if you try that out and you like it, let us know about it. Hashtag Riddle House. Yeah. That'll be the hashtag we'll just use all year. We'll just keep that one running all year. So for whatever things we run, it'll be that hashtag.
It sounds like a reality show. Well, happy early Valentine's Day to everyone out there. We hope that you're having the most wonderful, lovely time. And love-filled time, actually. Mm-hmm. And then happy early President's Day. And that goes out to all 45 presidents who have ever been nominated.
Well, actually, that's different from President's Day. That's early President's Day. And so that is just a day for like the first 15 presidents.
Gotcha.
So sorry, Tyler. Sorry.
I'm gonna say Pierce.
Monroe.
Why didn't you start at the beginning with things that you know? Why wouldn't you immediately say George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson?
Well, they get the day.
No. James Madison, John Quincy Adams, Andrew Jackson. What are we doing?
I want to say Stellan Skarsgård.
No. Stellan Skarsgård was our 38th president.
No, that was Spiro Agnew.
Okay.
They shared.
Well, let's go ahead. We're going to get into our riddles.
We must.
Our puzzies.
I'll close my Google. But okay. I think I found a house in Arizona for us for $3,000.
Ooh, actually, I mean, Gemma and I went to retire in the Southwest because we went to New Mexico and fell in love. So Arizona, New Mexico, we love that area.
Let's go.
At the end of the day, let's go. At the end of the day, I go to bed.
Adel, you're like what? Like 3 years past retirement age anyway? So maybe it is time to get that place in Arizona.
Keep it together, Adel. Be professional. Fuck you, JPC.
Sorry, I'm just coming down the stairs with my mojito. What did I miss?
Barry Shelley.
Aaron, you fell down the stairs, mojito first.
Well, if that was true, would I still have half of it in my cup?
You're drunk. Okay, here's some quick warm-ups. We're just going to do some jingles and slogans. So I'm going to give you the first half of the jingle or slogan. You're going to complete it and let me know what it's for.
Cool? I love it. Let's do it.
Okay.
So these should be fairly easy just to kind of warm up our brains. First one is melt in your mouth.
What to do with this? I know not the real answer.
In your...
But what's the joke answer that will fit best? Melt in your mouth, not in your butt.
and that's for sexy ice cubes?
Sexy ice cubes.
Melt in your mouth, not in...
Okay. Aaron's sipping her mojito.
Okay. I'm still sprawled out at the bottom of the staircase.
She's clearly concussed.
When I was a kid, my dad had a friend. What was his name? Ron. And Ron lived in Florida, and he was up visiting. And we had like a bowl of Skittles out, and he tasted some, and he said, "These are the worst damn M&Ms I ever had." And he thought that they were like some sort of offshoot of M&M's, like a
chewy M&M's.
Chewy specialty M&M.
That's what an alien would say.
Well, or a person from Florida.
Yeah.
I want to see a scene based on melt in your mouth, not in your butt. I want to see a scene. The two of you are, this will be our first Valentine's Day scene. The two of you are a couple.
Yes,
it's Valentine's Day. You're trying something new and adventurous, and one of you or both of you are introducing food items into the bedroom that aren't typically associated with fun or sex.
Okay, babe, I think this is great. The therapist told us to spice things up, so I think let's get down to it. What did you bring?
So, Sheila told us that we needed to spice things up. I took her at her word. I have some cumin. And I was
on,
going
on
to,
what?
What's that?
Cumin on like what? Like
I hid it throughout my body, so I'm a hairy, hairy man. And I guess as the activities of tonight go forth, you may find some cumin and just taste and sniff or, you know, ingest as best you can.
I know the light's a little dark in here, but babe, it's sort of, at first glance, sort of like first impressions here, I think you might be allergic to cumin.
Yeah, so I bought too much. That's the first thing. The second thing is I did not have any portion control, and it kind of just... It's little tiny pieces, and it just blew up as soon as it came out of the package. And yes, I do think I have a rash from it.
Well, maybe my thing can help.
Let's see. Okay.
Reach into the grocery bag. You know those rotisserie chickens you can get at Jewel?
Yeah.
That are like $7 on Mondays.
I do
well,
know.
I didn't go on a Monday. I went on a Tuesday. So I had to sort of dumpster dive. So these rotisserie chickens expired yesterday, but I think they're still good.
Okay, so what is a sort of dumpster dive? Is that just a straight up dumpster dive?
Same.
It beautiful. Only counts as a full one if your full body goes in, but if it's just torso.
If it's arms and legs only and someone's yeah. holding my midsection outside of the dumpster like a claw game.
It's sort of.
Cumin in my hands, not in my mouth.
M&M's.
Yeah, that is correct. Melt in your mouth, not in your hands, M&M's. How about we'll leave the...
The choosing to you. We'll leave the...
We'll leave
you can be alone. Mm-hmm, leave the cooking to the experts.
We'll leave the country, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. We'll leave the... creativity to you.
We'll leave the
light on. We'll leave the light on.
We'll leave the light on for you. Holiday Inn, Days Inn.
For you. Howard. Motel.
Motel 6.
Mm-hmm. Shame about what happened to Motel 5.
Well, Motel 6, you are wasting a lot of electricity. Turn that light off. I'd like to see a scene.
Aaron, that's something. That's something.
I would like to see a scene.
Sure.
You're checking into a motel. You were driving all night, and you're sort of just checking into the first place you see once you get tired. And JBC, you're about to give him some bad news at the front desk about the little quirks of the hotel.
Sure.
Oh my God, I'm so happy that you have a room. That's wonderful. You know, I saw the neon sign and I thought Clown Smile Inn. That can't be great, but you know what? Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, better than great.
And you're in the full regalia and everything. Did you go to Clown College or do you just dress like one?
We don't have a Clown College, but we do have a Clown High School just down the road. So I graduated from Clown High School, went into Clown Trade School, 2-year program. You would like a room?
Yes, whatever room you have.
Okay. Well, we only have the one left. And are you going to be paying by the minute, by the hour, or do you want like a, God forbid, a whole evening in the room?
I'm driving, so I definitely want to get a full 8, and then I'll probably want to, you know, relax and shower and all that.
8?
So.
Okay, I could call in some extra clowns to see if we could squeeze 8 into the room with you, but... Would you be okay with just the standard 2?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's just me, and I want to be in the room alone. No funny business.
At the Clown Smile Inn, there will be 2 hidden clowns in every room. That's one of our guarantees. And if it's a privacy thing,
okay,
you won't see them. They won't bother you. You can look for them. You will not find these clowns.
Well, I mean, just looking around the lobby, I do see there's clearly, behind your desk there,
Sure.
Very, very tall clown with just a lampshade on his head.
Reggie, he spotted you. You won't put $20 in the jar.
No, $20 in the jar.
$20 in the jar.
I got a good disguise this time.
You're clever, sir. What do you do for a living?
Well,
some sort of investigator?
No, I'm a journalist. I write about my time on the road, and so I go city to city.
A journalist is not some sort of investigator.
Well,
you're one of those non-investigative journalists.
Well, I'm an author, I guess I should say.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a news journalist. I'm I have my journal and I write and then I publish like a Bill Bryson type. And I also, if you don't mind, I also notice in the main hall here, up on the ceiling, there seems to be a clown who's hanging on for dear life and just rotating its arm, going fan, 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 fan.
I don't work here, honk, honk.
Yeah, like I said, there's a clown high school down the road, and we do an outreach program where we have some of the local. He does not work here, but he is a local kid, and he's trying to get on the right path.
That's a cool ceiling fan, bud.
Oh, he spotted me. $20 in the jar.
That's $20 in the jar. Rules are rules for everybody.
Okay, we hit again. Can you see us? Yeah, can you see us?
They're just running back and forth.
Yeah, they're running back and forth. Okay, well, we can get you in the room. Now, how wet do you like the floor?
I guess 0%.
0%?
Sorry.
Well, there will be 0% in the room.
I'm from Mexico, New York. We don't pronounce our R's.
Okay, well, there will be no piss scent in the room.
The
room will be covered in it, but you won't be able to smell a thing.
I should have said Mexico, New York.
Because you don't pronounce your R's. I understand. Well, we can get you into the room. Is it just the one car?
Oh, well, my car won't be coming in with me.
Oh, I'm sorry. How are you going to get in the room without the car?
Hopefully stairs? Elevator?
Well, I mean, you can try, but I'm saying that if you don't have that metal encasing all around you, you're going to get crushed to death just going in through that doorway, because you're going to need something to burst in through the door of the room.
Oh, you know what? I've been kind of rejuvenated by the conversation. I'm going to just hit the road.
Certainly, and I know that you want to. You're going to walk out of that door, and you're going to find yourself right back in this lobby, because... This is your life now. This is.
But don't worry, we have a continental breakfast that starts at 5 a.m. Huh, Kat?
I died on the road, didn't I?
It's
20 in the jar. 20 in the jar.
Oh, shoot!
I'll tell him about the breakfast. 20 in the jar.
Scene. We have a clown. We have a clowncontinental breakfast.
Clowncontinental breakfast.
You guys, it's circus penis.
The only thing scarier than two clowns in your hotel room that you can see is two clowns that are there. That you cannot see.
I'd go to that hotel.
Here's the next one.
Adel would definitely go to that hotel. His freaky ass would be like,
you're real freaky ass.
The head clown in, I'll go.
How about all the news that's...
What?
We're going back to jingles and slogans. All the news that's...
Doesn't challenge your worldview and tells you exactly what you want to hear.
Sign me up. All the news, that's all, folks.
Okay.
All the news that's coming down the Hudson. Hudson News in every airport.
Very close. Very close. All the news that's fit to print. The New York Times. Let's do one more. When it absolutely.
Oh, that's it. When it absolutely.
Cannot wait.
And then what's the brand?
I don't know, giving birth to babies.
Impatient burgers?
Yeah, I don't work in advertising.
When it absolutely got a shit. Kohler toilets.
When it absolutely positively has to be there overnight, FedEx.
Oh, God damn it.
Okay, let's get into our... Oh, go ahead.
Can I see a scene?
Yeah.
Okay, so, Adel, you are a... FedEx employee that has been given a package and you are single-handedly traveling across the country to deliver it.
Into a hotel?
No. Just, it can be a montage of all the things you see along the way.
Okay.
This package absolutely has to get there by tomorrow at 9 a.m.
But...
I'm counting on you, son. Can you do it?
But, Chief, we're delivering from small town California all the way to Rhode Island? I can't do that.
If you can't do it, then turn in your badge and turn in your gun, because you're not fit to wear that FedEx uniform.
Not my gun. I'll try. All right, sir. I'm on my way. Let me just
Good luck and Godspeed. I turn around and I stare out the window.
Are we following him?
No, I'm going to leave you on this. I just want to let you know what I'm doing.
I'm leaving. Okay, I'm walking out. Okay, hop on my bike and da-da-da-da.
Oh, the bike broke.
Oh, no. Let me hop on one of those things on the railroad tracks that you pump up and down with another person.
That broke, too.
Okay. Well, now I'll grab my bindle and I'll hop into a train car. Okay.
Oh, that broke as well.
The train broke down. Oh, got a horse. Ha ha. Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Oh, he died.
Okay.
But you got really attached to him, too, so now you're moving real slow.
Hey there, FedEx man. You need a ride?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm Burt Motorcars, and I'm driving all the way across the United States. Hop in.
And I'm his girlfriend wearing a fur coat. We're definitely not bad news.
Whoa. Girlfriend?
Whoa. I thought I was being gentle with that. Technically, we're married.
Yikes. Bikes married? Okay.
What are all these bags of money in your back seat where the dollar bills are flying out the window?
Hey, don't worry about that, pal. We need to have a conversation about our relationship.
Okay, I'll wait.
You know what? Why don't you take our car? We got a lot of stuff to sort out.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
And then the car breaks?
Oh, shit.
I love you, but I just don't think I'm there yet.
Yeah. Wait, are we following them?
Same.
He didn't make it.
I didn't make it.
You didn't make it.
Let's get into our full...
That was nine months later after he left.
Let's get into our full course riddles here. All right, here we go. As he watched the man at the stand vigorously shake a piece of fruit, he was reminded of his favorite play, Romeo and Juliet. What's going on here? As he watched the man at the stand vigorously shake a piece of fruit, I guess it's like a fruit stand, he was reminded of his favorite play, Romeo and Juliet.
Is the answer to this like some sort of like wordplay joke where it's like...
100%.
Oh my God. So they're shaking fruit... And
it reminds him of Romeo and Juliet, which is his favorite play.
What light through yonder window breaks? Is this a line from Romeo and Juliet that I have to know?
What light through yonder window cakes? We've got all kinds of cakes.
Yeah, is this a line from Romeo and Juliet that has a...
It's fruit. It's what light through yonder window grapes.
Yeah.
I want to see a scene. JBC and
Tybalt,
Aaron,
Prince of Mangoes.
JBC, you and Aaron are doing Romeo and Juliet. It's like a local kind of community production. You two have been cast, but you did not study your lines at all. And it is opening night, and the two of you are absolutely struggling to remember the famous lines from all the good scenes.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Leonardo DiCaprio, where farts, fuck, art thou, Leonardo DiCaprio? I, Claire Danes, I'm up here, up on the top part. Are you down there in the shrubbery?
What light through yonder window bakes? 'Tis Julie Andrews.
Yeah.
And... the West. She east be nice to be her.
To sleep perchance, I lay you to rest, to be or
come, noble Benvolio, my long sword, you ho.
And my axe.
And now a dance break.
Do 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 do. Wait, and kiss me in this pool.
Poison. Oh crap! Her lips are covered in this stuff. I've been in this play twice.
Shit, I was trying.
Shit.
I was going to try to look up and find a full monologue from Merchant of Venice that I just watched.
Ooh,
it do.
Just now.
There was a point in my life where I knew all the lines for Romeo in that play because I had to do them. At one point, I had to do them. I know what? I had to do them because I did them.
I used to know almost all of Macbeth, and I used to know quite a lot of Richard III, and now it's all gone.
I knew a lot of Macbeth, not because I was in it, but I worked a crew for it. I think I've mentioned this before. I think I was like 19, and I was a dresser on a production of Macbeth in St. Louis, and I was in charge of like Lady Macduff and all the kids' clothes. So I had to listen to the play every day, which is so dark. And then after all the like 3-hour productions, and sometimes we'd do two in a day, I had to wash all the blood off of her clothes and all the children's clothes.
So oh, I was wow.
For 3 months of my life in the dead of winter, a couple times a day, I was washing blood off children's clothes. And I was like, I am horribly depressed. I am so depressed.
I wonder why.
And I was like, oh, it's probably all this blood on these kids' clothes I see every day.
I used to know so many Shakespeare plays because I used to work for Banquo Frozen Dinners. And they would, in the factory, they would just pipe that those fucking plays in everywhere. It's very on brand for them.
Remember at the end of this episode when we say, instead of Jupiter, I think you have to say Mercutio.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, that's
that
good.
Makes a lot of
remember
sense.
That. Remember
very good,
that.
Very good. Remember that. Remember that.
JBC, how many lines from Romeo and Juliet do you think you know?
Zero. I really don't. Not like full monologues. Also, I laughed there because when we said, remember that, remember that. I just got, how funny would it be if you went to an improv show and someone's like, hey, everybody, come to the left and that's where the cabin is. Remember that, remember that, remember that. Just like everybody on stage said, remember that remember three that, times whenever that, something that. Happened that they're going to bring back.
Remember that, remember that, remember that. Callback.
I don't know. What What light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun.
Do you know who gives the Queen Mab monologue?
I have no idea. Is that Mercutio?
Is that Tybalt? No.
It's one of them. It's Mercutio or Tybalt. I think it's Mercutio. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Someone will know. And we'll
Tybalt's the cousin, right?
Yeah, Tybalt's the cousin. He's the John Leguizamo type.
Oh, no, no. I thought Mercutio was John Leguizamo.
Mercutio's the other guy.
Is it the guy from Lost?
I don't know. Where are we?
The guy from, in the movie, the guy from Lost who plays Michael.
Yes.
He gives the Queen Mab.
Yes, that's Mercutio. Mercutio. Yep.
And he's phenomenal in that.
I forgot that he was in that.
Oh yeah. So we're what author are we speaking about?
Huh?
Shakespeare.
Okay.
He was shaking a pear.
Aaron, what answer through yonder bullshit breaks? It is the man was shaking a pear, and the person watching was reminded of
You're not
his
supposed to
play.
Do that. That's rude. My mom always was like, squeezing fruit at the supermarket is rude.
Do you shake your pear at me, sir? I shake my pear, sir, but not at you, sir.
I bite my tongue at you, sir.
When we read that in high school, just that first part of Romeo and Juliet where they're biting their thumb and that meant like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Once the teacher explained to us that's what for like a month, we were just like in the hallways biting our thumbs at each other and we're like, this is the funniest thing in the world. And then eventually we're like, I don't never want to do this again.
Never mind. You're not supposed to touch fruit all the time at grocery stores, especially now with COVID. I think of that line from Guys and Dolls where she goes, you mustn't squeeze a melon till you get the melon home. And I live by that.
I will not buy an avocado that I haven't squeezed because it is impossible to know when that avocado is going to be ripe.
Avocados famously have a 2-minute window where they're perfect and before or after they are inedible.
Every day. I'm an avocado. There's 14 seconds where I'm tolerable and lovely, and the rest of the time I'm not. And it's very rare that I'm avocado ready during one of our recordings.
When I go to the grocery store and I see that huge pile of avocados, I look at that and I think maybe 1 in 10 of these will be enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
So much avocado has to go to waste.
Well, no, you know what they do?
They make it into chocolate milk.
No, they make it into guacamole that they sell at the front part.
Mmm.
Aaron, I want to believe that that's true, and so I choose to.
Well, I notice in her eyes that Aaron is in her 15-second window of being wonderful. So we're going to take a quick break so JPC and I can enjoy that. And we'll be right back with more Hey Riddle Riddle.
What light through yonder window breaks?
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of... It's kind of like a gray...
Oh, thank
like
you.
A dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, or as a great deal for Mother's Day, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself, if you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go, and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this... Trying to get Aaron out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel. And I think it's time for us to just take a little nap. And what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd be able to sleep. But because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, and I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best nights sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Aaron's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Aaron sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, we all lay on this bed, and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah, Plus, it's shipped straight to your door free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Aaron got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like, a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's because
they certainly will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books.
The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath.
I'm going to drop it some acid.
Twice blessed. I'm in the middle of a performance. Please, I gave you a comp ticket. It blesseth him that gives him, that gives, and him that takes. Tis mightiest in the mightiest. It becomes the throned monarch. Adol, please. There's 2,500 people here who paid.
This performance is so avant-garde.
GBC, get off the stage.
I'm watching, but I want to watch from the stage.
His
so interesting.
Scepter shows in the forest
ever since,
of temporal
ever since
flower.
You became a security guard at Von Maur, you keep saying avant-garde.
The attribute to awe and majesty, wherein doth sit the dread and fear of kings.
I am the law, dread.
Oh my God. Oh
I'm
my
so
God.
Close to the actors, I can touch this one. I could touch his garb.
Aaron, I'm sorry, you're doing great.
I should have known that this was going to happen.
Is this
Don't try to give me flowers in the middle of the show.
Whoa, what is this part of Shakespeare?
No, this is me talking to you.
Wow, it's so surreal.
I love this. 10 stars, 15 thumbs up.
This is her
the
best acting
The best performance
yet.
I've ever seen.
This is the worst moment of my life.
Wow.
Oh, and this boy's mustache is real. Look at it. Yank right on the side of this.
Which, if thou follow, the strict court of Venice must needs give sentence against the merchant there. What is this play about? Is it about money?
It's about...
Why is flesh blood?
What, bravo! Encore!
Bravo.
Freebird! Freebird!
Bravo, AMC.
Play Wonderwall!
BET, MTV, Disney+. What else?
Wow, that's the last time you're invited to any of my plays.
I would love to go to a very serious play and then just end the audience 35 minutes and just go, play Wonderwall!
Now, Merchant of Venice has Shylock.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and 7 pounds of flesh.
And he asked for 7 pounds of flesh?
Maybe.
Why? That should still be a thing.
Where oh, someone, hell yeah.
Where someone's like, can I borrow your like, can I borrow your PS4 controller? And you're like, yeah, man, take it. But if you don't bring him back, I get 7 pounds of flesh.
I would totally pay for those Anthropology candles and pounds of flesh. Just hand them my arm at the counter.
Do what you will.
Your Take purchase today arm. Actually qualifies for an Anthropology credit card. So the way that it works is it's 0% APR. We do take a pound of flesh if you're late with a payment.
What?
I'm sorry? It's for candles and stuff.
Of all the places to do that, it would be Anthropology. You'd be like, this really, it smells like sinister white woman in here. I'm being seduced into something bad, 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 bad.
Bad
let's do some more
beyond.
Riddles here. So
oh,
I'm going
please.
To, I'm going to give you a list of 4 things, and you have to tell me which one is the odd thing out. So the,
Got it.
So 3 of the 4 have something in common. They share a quality. And the 4th is a glaring omission that you have to suss out, sniff out, and boot it from the group.
I'm sorry. It's going to be glaring?
Well, I don't know if it'll be glaring.
Got it. But do we have to say what's odd about?
Sunglasses on, sunglasses off. On, off.
Well, there's a glare, so leave them on.
All right, great.
I have mine on. They're the ones that turn from regular glasses into sunglasses when you step outside.
Oh, so, yeah.
So this first one is specifically for JPC, but Aaron, you can answer as well.
Great.
Question 1. Albany, Trenton, Santa Fe, Indianapolis.
Albany, Trenton, Santa Fe, Indianapolis. So Indianapolis and Albany are both capitals, and I don't know, is Trenton the capital of New Jersey? I'm going to say Santa Fe is the odd one out.
Okay, why so?
Are the rest of them state capitals?
You're on the right track, but you are incorrect.
Is the answer Trenton?
Why would you say that?
State capital? Wait, state capitals is the part that is wrong?
Well, you are... It has something to do with state capitals, but not in the way that you're guessing.
Okay, what are they? They're Albany?
Albany or Albany. I never know how to say that.
I have no idea either.
Albany.
I feel like either way I say it, someone corrects me. It's kind of like, I used to live in Nevada. I lived there for 4 years. Anytime I say Nevada, someone's like, Nevada. And then I'll be like, I guess Naruto. That's the way. And then the next time I talk, I'll be like, Nevada. And they'll be like, Nevada? And I'm like,
it's
I give up.
It's pronounced Utah.
Albany, Trenton, Santa Fe, Indianapolis.
Indianapolis Albany. Is the odd one out.
Aaron? You are correct. Do you want to let us know why it is the odd one out?
All those other places are livable and cool.
Aaron, that's not the right answer, but I'm going to give you the points.
Is it because Indianapolis is a capital that has the name of the state in it and the other ones don't? Or they both start with the letter I?
You're on the right track. You're on the right track. Do you want me to give you the answer? Do you think you can still get it? So the answer is Indianapolis is the odd city out. The reason is all four are capitals, but the other three are capitals of states that start with New York, New Jersey, New Mexico. So a little bit of a tricky one.
Fun. I like this game.
My guess is that Indianapolis is also the only one of those cities that is not on a navigable body of water.
What? Huh.
Interesting.
Indianapolis is the biggest city in the United States on a non-navigable body of water. That's right. We have a canal.
I want to see the scene. The two of you are in a rowboat. You're in Indianapolis's famous canal. Mm-hmm. Do we want this? I'll leave it to you two. Do you want this to be another Valentine's Day date scene?
Or would
you, okay, great.
Why not?
Here we go.
What do you mean you want a divorce?
Fuck.
Well, I mean, I brought you in a rowboat in February because I didn't want to make a scene somewhere. And so I want a divorce.
You just blurted that out. We were just talking about all the things we loved about each other, and I brought this picnic for us. It's like our 25th wedding anniversary. You want to get a divorce?
Barry. Yes, we got married on Valentine's Day.
Jennifer. My God.
My name is Barry. I'm psyching myself up. Barry, you could do this. You could do this. Jennifer. 25 years ago on Valentine's Day, we got married. And I said, what did I say? What were our vows? I said, to have, to hold to love, to cherish.
And oh my gosh, I hope this works.
For up to 25 years. But not over.
But hey. I thought that, and everyone laughed.
Because we were 70 when we got married. We didn't think we'd be 95, but here we are.
Hey, you two down there, just be careful in the canal. After 5 p.m., the canal shark comes out. And of course, in Indianapolis, a canal shark is what we call two boots tied together, sewn inside a dead cat, floating in a Mountain Dew bottle.
So an Indiana spaghetti dinner?
Why do you two look so proud of yourselves right now? Is that something?
No reason, scene.
Here's the next four words. You have to figure out which one is the odd word out.
Odd word out.
Period. Z. I'm sorry, there's five. Period. Z, as in the letter. New Year's Eve. Amen. Hello.
Period. Z. Yes. New Year's Eve, amen, hello.
Correct.
This is hard.
Yes, it is hard, isn't it? It's almost as if this is a riddle.
Is it a
podcast.
Period or the word period?
Aaron, I'm glad you asked. It is the menstruation cycle of a sentence, which is a period, a little round dot.
So you didn't help me at all. So it's not the word. It's a dot.
It's the word period, but it's representative of the end of a sentence. Yep. The little dot.
Are these all Fergie lyrics?
my lovely lady lumps. Check it out.
So. Period Z. New Year's Eve. Amen. Hello.
Okay. These. Oh. I got it. I know it. Yes. Wait. What are they?
Which is the odd one out? The odd one out is hello.
That's my favorite thing.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know it. I got it. Wait. What were the words again? Aaron, why is the odd word out? Hello.
Because that everything else happens at the end of something.
Aaron, 2 for 2. Hello is the odd word out because all the other terms represent endings. Period, the end of a sentence. Z, the end of the alphabet. New Year's Eve, the end of the year. Amen, the end of a prayer.
Okay, well, whoever wrote this clearly hasn't said hello to someone at the end of a breakup to try to freak them out. Lick alive, ladies. Be the scariest and weirdest you've ever been at the end of a breakup so they have a fun story to tell. Mm-hmm. I introduce myself to the person right after I break up with them. I go, hello, it's nice to meet you. And they're like, whoa.
What the fuck?
That comes right after Aaron saying, I never want to see you again. She takes a long blank and then she says, hi, I'm Aaron. Who are you?
Yeah. And then they grab their suitcase and their little hat and they run.
It's like a Black Mirror episode.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Next 4. Rule, retriever. And of course, these are all Jaws. Jaw rule, Jaw retriever. Girls. And pencil. Rule, retriever, girls, pencil.
Rule, retriever. Girl?
Girls.
Girls.
Plural.
And pencil.
And pencil.
Well, girls is the only one that is plural. So that's my answer and I win.
Well, I guess that's that. That is incorrect.
Okay.
Retriever.
So it's not a plural thing.
Aaron, why do you think retriever is the odd word out?
Because everything else you'll find in a classroom.
Okay. That is incorrect.
But retriever is the odd one out.
No. But okay. I just like, when you say the wrong answer, I'm just curious. I just always want to hear the reasoning behind it.
Girls.
Rule, retriever, girls, pencil. But Aaron, this does have, I will say, this does have something to do with school. In a way, at least one of them, perhaps.
Is there like a word that combines with all of them but does not combine with one of them? Is that
100%?
Power?
No, it's golden. So we have golden girls. What is the other one?
Golden retriever.
Golden retriever.
So it's pencil. Pencil's
pencil.
The odd one out.
You are correct. Pencil is the odd word out. The rest attached with golden. We have golden rule, which you might learn at school, the golden rule. Mm-hmm. Do unto others as you would have done unto yourself. Is that the golden rule?
Take a pound of flesh, get a candle. That's the golden rule.
Welcome to our party, everyone. Grab a pound of flesh. We're not going to eat it all. Retriever.
The golden rule is do unto others if there's people watching.
Yeah, smart.
I love going to the park for some people watching. Here's the next. Oh, I want to see a scene.
What about golden pencil?
No, that's not a thing.
That's not a thing.
Okay, good.
I want to see a scene. You two are in school. Aaron, you are the teacher, and JPC, it is your first day of school. You're the new kid, and you just happen to be a golden retriever.
All right, kids. Principal has
Excuse me. Where can I sit?
Ew, he's here. He's here.
Teacher, I don't want him to do that. Not next to my new shoes.
Oh.
It's cool. I won't shit on your shoes if you don't want me to.
Of course I don't want you to. I don't want him to shit anywhere.
Kids.
Name's Gordon. Gordon's my name.
Gordon, sit. Stay.
Stay here? Okay. Can do.
Principal Henderson said we have a new student whose parents just moved to town, so we're all going to be very welcoming. This is Gordon.
How did 2 golden retrievers afford a $2,500 house in Syracuse?
Hey.
I'm just saying.
Honestly, when my parents moved us up here and they said we're going to go live in a farm upstate, I thought the worst, but this is actually not so bad.
Well, Gordon, Principal Henderson told me that you're very interested in basketball.
Frisbees.
Maybe frisbee.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm only
so you're not
going
to try to join the basketball team because no, there's nothing in the rules.
As long as you don't play football because I'm the receiver.
Okay.
Air Bud, golden receiver, nobody? Okay.
Well, I tried to do the Air Bud basketball thing.
No, I have no beef with you, man.
Nowhere in the rules.
You seem great. I'm into frisbees.
Well, Gordon,
again, stop trying to push me into sports just because I'm from a city school and everybody knows that I do sports.
Well, Gordon, we're just trying to be as welcoming as possible. Do you want to tell us some of the things that you like to do?
Teacher, you're sniffing my butt.
That's normal.
I'm sorry, I thought that was your crutch. This kid's got a backwards body, if you ask me. Anyways.
Gordon, very impolite. Please apologize.
I'm sorry.
Every day I sit on my dick.
My name's Gordon. What do I like? Table scraps? Rubbing on my tummy?
Yeah, Gordon, you're just like scooching your butt along the carpet. Please stop. And if
something
you need to go
in there
to the
hurts.
Nurse, just ask.
What's that?
If you need to go to the nurse, just ask.
I don't need to go to the nurse, but could someone help a brother out and pull whatever's stuck in out just a little bit?
Nobody do it.
I do it, but I got these paws, and they ain't good for nothing.
Gordon, what did you learn at your other school? What are some of the things you were working on?
Sure, I know. Stop. Stay. Leave it. Gordon. Bad dog. Gordon. Damn it. Bad dog. Stop. Off the counter. Gordon. Listen. Gordon. Damn it. You're driving me crazy. Gordon. God damn it. Stop.
Teacher,
stop eating that rat.
Yeah, everybody just file
Teacher,
out slowly.
Can we please have our chocolate milk now? Chocolate milk break.
Chocolate milk? That'll kill me.
Saint.
Dogs can't have chocolate. They can't have milk, but they can't have chocolate. And that'd be a lesson to all of you.
Okay, here's the next four. Cotton, horse, saddle, tap.
Cotton, horse, saddle, and tap?
Yep. Oh, cotton, horse, saddle, tap. Cotton, horse, saddle, tap. The four words you have to discern are cotton, horse, saddle, tap.
Cotton, horse, saddle, tap. Cotton, horse, saddle, tap. The four words you have to choose from.
Yeah.
Cotton, horse, saddle, tap. Yeah.
Bang, bang. Tap is the odd word out.
JBC, you sing.
I was solving the riddle. I was focused solely on solving the riddle.
Cotton horse saddle tap. The four words you have to choose from. A cotton horse saddle tap.
Cotton horse saddle tap is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Hi, I'm Cotton Horse. Yeehaw!
And I'm Saddle Tap, the worst cowboy in the world.
I'm Cotton Horse, I'm a cat, I'm a horse, and that Saddle Tap, he's my husband, a cowboy.
Yep, and my wife is a cotton-picking horse.
Oh, we've been canceled.
Oh, no.
I don't know why. It's 1951. The studio pitched a gay couple, a gay cowboy couple, and we've been canceled?
Please, a guple. In the 1950s, a gay couple was called a guple.
Way ahead of its time.
cotton, horse, saddle, tap. JBC, I think you said an
tap.
Answer.
Tap is the odd one out.
Okay, why is tap the odd one out?
Tap is the only one that describes dancer. Saddle dancer, horse dancer, cotton dancer are nothing. Tap dancer is something.
It's shoes.
Aaron, you are crushing it. So what is the odd one out?
Cotton.
Cotton is the odd one out. The rest are all types of shoes.
Tap shoes. Horseshoes.
Mm-hmm. Saddlebags.
Saddle shoes.
Let's see here. Let's do another riddle.
One more, Daddy.
This one is going to be infuriating, so I've saved it towards the end.
Oh, yay.
Here we go. The world is ending was the message he heard over his shortwave radio. It did end. But he didn't learn about it for 10 years. He didn't learn about it for 10 years when he watched it happen. What's happening?
Wait, the world is
say it again?
What?
This is one of the all-time worst riddles
I've
ever
found.
Wait,
say it again. I'm really confused.
Aaron, no amount of repetition is ever going
to
make
sense. But I'm going to need to hear it again.
Of course. The world is ending was the message he heard over his shortwave radio. It did end. But he didn't learn about it for 10 years when he watched it happen.
I don't know. Is this like an advertisement for like the final episode of a series of shows that he's hearing about on the radio, but he never watched the show? And then like 10 years later, he's like, let's give Friends a try. And he sees it on Netflix or
yes,
something.
The World is Ending means it's the series finale for Bobby's World. Of course, we all are all sad to see that leave.
Oh, no. Is it the real world?
Don't you know? Let's list all the shows with world in it. So there's Bobby's World. There's Beekman's World.
As the world turns.
Real World, as JPC said. Different World, I think that was a show in the sitcom in the early 90s. Out of this World, I think, was the sitcom where the girl had a dad who's an alien.
Third World from the Sun.
Yeah. Friends. World
in Grace.
Yeah. Mad About World.
Yeah.
The Big Bang World.
Caroline in the World. World in the City, Game of World.
Oh, hey, speaking of the Big Bang Theory, I wanted to pitch to you guys this new character that I'm developing.
All right, I'm ready.
So this is either a character idea, it could also be like a Halloween costume. But I'm thinking of having a new character, and the character's name is Sherman from the Big Bang Project. And it's just, it's very close.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's very close to the Jim What's-His-Name character.
Parsons.
Jim Parsons, thank you. But Sherman from the Big Bang Project says, like, Bajinga. Sherman from the Big Bang Project knows a lot about, like, not like nerdy stuff, but like philosophy. Like, it's just like one adjacent. What do we think of Sherman from the Big Bang Project?
Well, I'm going to need to hear some, like, I just, like, need to see it on its feet, you know?
Yeah, see it in action.
Okay. The works of Carl Jung certainly are interesting, Bajinga.
Pachinka? That's my grandma's favorite game to play at the casino. Play some pachinka.
Anyway, that's Sherman for the Big Bang Project. What do we think? 5 stars?
I'd give it 5 out of 1,000 stars.
Addle, there's only 1,000 stars in the sky. Addle, when I gave the answer to the riddle that was correct, how close was I?
What was your answer again?
It was like he was hearing about a TV show that was ending, and he caught the end of it 10 years later.
Incorrect.
He heard about this on a short wave radio.
Mm-hmm.
What's a short wave radio? Is that just like a normal radio? Is that like terrestrial radio?
You know when you're like out in the public and you're in your own little world.
No,
maybe you have. Hold on.
It's been a year. I haven't been out in the public. What are you talking about?
You're in the world.
About?
You're in your own little world. You have maybe your headphones in.
Sure.
And you see someone. You recognize someone, and your body starts to like greet them before you even comprehend who they are, and like your hand starts to go up to wave, but then you realize it's someone you don't like, and so your hand stays, you know, your hand doesn't go above your head at all. It kind of stays close to your chest.
Sure.
And you give like a little hello and then walk away as quickly as possible. That's a short wave.
So what I do in that situation, hand goes up, starts the wave, realizes it's a person I don't like, second hand goes up. Now I'm doing a puppet show. It's hand puppets, and they're talking to each other, and I look like a fucking crazy person just walking down the street. Hello, Mr. Dinosaur. Oh, I don't want to go to the pancake bar today. And the person who thinks that they know me is like, that can't be him.
Bar. May I recommend do that at the very end of a breakup?
And then say hello.
Two things. JPC, I know we've talked about this before, but the bit you would do where you would sing, was it like a Blink-182 or a Green Day song?
And you'd Green Day
sing-
song.
It was Green Day. What was it? Yeah. And you'd sing the same lyrics over and over?
Yeah, it's the another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Yeah, that's the bit.
Does my mind play tricks on me?
That
was,
man.
I think that was the first CD I ever bought was Dookie.
Oh, fuck, that's so funny.
She left me roses by the stairs.
I think
she left me roses by the stairs.
She left me roses by the stairs. She left me roses by the stairs.
Cut my life into pieces. Cut my life into pieces. Cut my life into pieces.
That Green Day song, I was listening to like early 2000s radio when I was cooking earlier this week, and that song came on, and I like the laughter from the deepest part of my soul came out of my body remembering you doing that bit. Because part of the bit was you starting to panic each time you'd sing it again, being like, uh-oh, that can't be right.
It was in between between, in, when I was doing that bit on stage, in between breaths, I go, what are the words? What are the words?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. It, like, I didn't know you at all when I saw it. And I think I came up to you after and I was like, I thought I was going to throw up when you were doing that. I was crying, mm-hmm, laughing mm-hmm. so hard. It's truly one of the funniest bits I've seen in Chicago.
I strongly encourage anyone out there to take a song that you like and then turn that song into a bit and completely ruin that song for you for the rest of time.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Anything that you like, try to do comedy about it and then it ruins it. And then you just take a thing that you like and you rub it in the dirt yeah. and you kill it in its mouth.
Hey, Island JBC, did you ever like any of my characters? Did any of them ever like stay with you that you loved?
Every time I'm hearing a wedding bridesmaid speech where the mic is cutting out, I think of you.
And that happens more often than it's not happening at a wedding.
Aaron, sincerely, last night, I made a fire in my fireplace because it's winter and it really came down with snow in Chicago.
And then
Chicago.
You went, wait, I don't have a fireplace.
So I made a little fire and Jeb and I were sitting there having some drinks and chatting. And we have been talking about getting, I've never gotten a tattoo before, so I'm getting my first tattoo at some point. Gemma has multiple tattoos, but she wants another. So we're talking about what tattoos we want to get in the future. And I think my first tattoo, possibly, I know the three of us talked about getting one together, and I'd still like to do that if you're game for it. I think my first tattoo might be like almost like a Far Side panel square, and it's going to be JJ made of hay couldn't go to the bonfire. I think that's sincerely, truly going to be my first tattoo.
That's the darkest thing, too. It's so dark. Oh, fuck, that's so funny. But
I wanted something with like a campfire because I'm like, I love being around campfire. I was sitting in front of a fireplace. And I was like, what's something that's not just like a campfire where it's like generic that has some meaning to me? And I'm like, I always think about Aaron. Once a week, I think of JJ made of hay couldn't go to the bonfire. Like, I'll say it in the shower, or I'll be like getting ready for bed, and it'll run through my head. So I'm like, maybe that.
Well, that's like the highest honor ever. Also, guys, it pays to be a brat. I lashed out for attention, and it worked. Did you see that? They said such nice things. I was joking, and it totally paid off. Holy shit.
You bullied me into putting something you did on my body.
I am going to get a tattoo. I've just now come to this conclusion. I am going to get hundreds of cigarettes tattooed all over my body. And when people ask me about them, I'm going to say, each one of these cigarettes is a cigarette I've killed.
Okay, I like that.
Perfect.
You should get a cigarette for every time you have a craving for a cigarette.
Are we still going to get recording? H or R? Are somebody going to get an H, somebody gets an R, somebody gets an R?
I want to get something more ridiculous.
Okay,
then
I'm listening.
So but, I don't know.
But,
I,
so, but okay,
are the three of us in agreement that the three of us will get a tattoo that's either the same or is one part of a third?
Erin said that she wanted to get something more ridiculous. So what about this? Ace Ventura eating Pope Francis's ass, and then Pope Francis is also like licking a big thing of ice cream, and then underneath it says, "This tastes wet."
Yeah. I'm not trying to get a double of a tattoo I already have. That seems like a waste of money.
It's Ace Ventura eating the Pope's ass, and the Pope has a word bubble that says, "Nobody stop him."
Remember when the Pope hit that lady? I think about it all the time. Here are things
she
I think about
his hand
all the time.
Or he smacked her hand?
Yeah, the Pope hitting that lady. Think about it all the time. I think about how Tucker Carlson, in that show that he used to have in the early 2000s, Jon Stewart came on and made fun of his bow tie, and he never wore a bow tie again. I think about that all the time. Because Tucker Carlson is like the saddest mm-hmm. little man ever. And then I think about JPC's another turning point, a fork stuck in the road.
And I just want to announce, we blew right past it, but please feel free. I want to hear your caption submissions, listener. So the tattoo is Ace Ventura eating the Pope's ass, and we want to know what your caption would be. So send us those captions, hashtag Riddle House.
Don't draw it. Don't.
Just the caption.
Draw it. I'm going to say it one more time.
The caption.
Don't draw it. Don't. I know you're all super funny and so weird. I love you all. And I know there's probably 600 of you that are having the impulse to draw it. Don't draw it. I'm seeing you pick up the pen. Don't.
Think it. Don't draw it. Speaking of think it, we're running out of time. We have to solve this riddle. I'll give you 30 more seconds and then I'll give the answer. The world is ending was the message he heard over his shortwave radio. It did end, but he didn't learn about it for 10 years when he watched it happen.
Did he hear the R.E.M. song, "It's the End of the World as We Know It"?
And then he saw them live 10 years later.
No, that is incorrect.
Aw, okay. Is it like a show about worlds? World, World. Just tell us.
Yeah, I don't know. The Aaron and I's guess was very good, and since that's not the answer, then I fucking hate this.
Okay, here's the answer, and it makes zero sense in so many ways. The communication he received came from an alien on a planet ten light years away from Earth. It took 10 years for the explosion that occurred on the day of the transmission to be seen on Earth through a telescope. I want to see a scene. Hold on, you said that we were
almost out of time, because I would have taken this shit to fucking Riddle Court, but I was like, we don't have time for Riddle Court.
All right, quick, Riddle Court. All rise for Judge JPC of Riddle Court. Boom, boom.
All rise.
Now, order in the court.
I'll take a large pizza with sausage and banana pepper.
I want cheesy breadsticks, and I'm typing it all down.
For once, can you guys order from the menu? Hot dogs, hamburgers. It's not hard. That's what we have the equipment to.
And we're sentencing this riddle to death?
Oh, yeah, this riddle gets death for sure. I'm not here for the defense. I'm not here for the prosecution.
I want to see a scene. This is going to be a very quick scene. So, Aaron, you are an alien from a faraway planet. Your world is ending. You are able to communicate on a shortwave radio to JPC, who's 10 years in the past. And you're having this conversation. But this is almost like basically the plot to the movie Frequency, but worse. So you're an alien. Your planet's about to end. Your world is ending. JPC is a young boy with a shortwave radio 10 years in the past.
Oh my God. Woo. Okay. Hello. Over.
Hello.
Sorry.
Hello. Over. Someone coming out of my shortwave radio.
Oh my God. Okay. Sorry. Blah. Blah. Okay. This is so much pressure. Blah. Okay. I am an alien. My world is ending. I'm a little drunk because I'm nervous. It's gonna hurt. So I went out with the girls, got a little toasty, did a little bit of, like, pre-end of the world drinks.
Did you say girls?
Yeah. So you should know that the thing that killed us is gonna kill you. And it's gonna be, like, 10 years, and we thought, like, we were gonna leave you alone for the most part. Oh my God, I have so much to tell you, and I, like, totally
I have so many questions. What are they like? How do you talk to them?
Well, alien girls are pretty different, so we eat guys, like, immediately. Like,
they're pretty? Oh, brother. I'd get so flustered if I had to talk to a pretty girl.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry, I fell down the stairs and I'm drinking a mojito, but I'm thinking, yes, I'm supposed to tell you how to save your world. Fuck. Oh, fuck.
Oh,
okay,
no. Fuck. I'm just a boy. I haven't even thought about doing that.
No,
but I guess if I had to, how would I go about doing it?
You're supposed to, something with like uniting together as a world.
Using chemicals.
Yeah,
uniting together.
Together as a world. Like
chemicals.
Boundaries and borders are meaningless, like band together.
Okay, I'm gonna try to fuck. Thanks so much for your advice, alien.
Okay, have fun. Oh, I'm exploding.
Gotta get some chemicals.
Scene. Perfect. Aaron, do you have anything you want to promote?
Just follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram. Thanks for listening to the show, guys. I love you. JPC, anything to promote?
Just follow me in general. Leave your lives behind. Leave your jobs, your wives, your
Uh-oh.
Children, your husbands, your friends. Pick up whatever weapons you can carry, however much gold, however much money, and follow me. Do as I say, do as I command. We will see the light! Adel, anything to plug?
Yeah, on Disney Plus, there's a phenomenal show called Bluey. I think I've mentioned it before. It's an Australian kids show. I had an edible last night, and Gemma and I watched 2 episodes, and it's the most like joyous laughter we've had. And it's a children's show, but it's so heartwarming and it's so well done that we were like genuinely cackling at the most sweet humor. So I would highly recommend Bluey on Disney Plus for any ages, especially if you have kids or if you're just young at heart. Also, I want to give a huge shout out and thank you to my brother-in-law, Doug Patterson, who has nonstop helped us with the new house, with repairs, with everything. This man is a fucking do-it-yourself genius. This guy can do everything. So thank you to Doug. He's the best, and I love him. And I love you guys. And let's talk about what tattoos we're going to get. Aaron, there is a planet in the sky that is only seen Some people think that it's one planet that existed. Some people think that it's many planets that wrote these pieces together.
Keep going. You got this. You got this.
What else? This planet is one of the most prolific writers of our time. That planet is...
To sweep, perchance, to dream. Let's see. Shakespeare's allusions to planets are often made astrologically.
Oh.
But in a few instances, they are made from a purely astronomical point of view. What does that mean? My personal impression is that Shakespeare possessed what one may call a knowledge of heavenly phenomena, carefully balanced in the treasure chest of 1,000 different subjects.
This is the first time I've been so acutely aware of the fact that I do not have the power to end the episode.
We're all so small. See. We're all so tiny in this great big expanse. Mercutio!
But I guess he didn't know that many planets.
Mercutio, bye forever.
Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
I cannot, by the progress of the stars, give guess how near today. Oh, that's nice. I am very cold, and all the stars are out too, the little stars and all.
That sounds like an Aaron quote. Fabulous.
Guys, we went over an hour, so we have to do another hour.
We have to do 2 more hours tonight.
The moon's an errant thief, and her pale fire she snatches from the sun.
Aaron, we have to end the episode.
I did. He already played the theme.
What?
Hey there, plomps and condolences. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's our 100th Patreon episode and our Valentine's Day spectacular, which means we meet the crew of Hey Relationship Relationship and a bunch of wacky characters from along our way. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.